Another tragedy on our roads. A 70-year-old man died yesterday afternoon after his motorbike and a vehicle collided on a popular hinterland road. Initial investigations indicate the rider was heading east on Mapleton Road below the Geelong Lookout when he collided with a white Ford Ranger utility which was heading west. The rider suffered critical injuries and died at the scene despite first aid efforts from the 47-year-old driver of the vehicle who wasn't hurt. The forensic crash unit is calling for witnesses or anyone with relevant dash cam footage to come forward. Meanwhile, a motorcyclist suffered serious injuries in a crash at Markula overnight. His bike was travelling on David Lowway just before 11 p.m. when it left the road and crashed into a tree. The male rider suffered chest injuries and was transported to Skoo in a serious but stable condition. Expansion plans at Coolum Beach Christian College can now go ahead after the school successfully won a fight against the Department of Environment and Science to have its campus declassified as being essential for koala habitat. The Courier-Mail reports the college asked the DES to amend or revoke the determination of the area as a koala habitat on the grounds that not a single koala had been spotted there in 18 years. The case was taken to QCAT, which agreed the small area in question was not essential for the conservation of a viable koala population in the wilds. It was a disaster in WA for Coolum's Isabella Nichols on day one of the Margaret River Pro. After winning the comp last year, Nichols will now have to fight her way back onto the World Surf Tour next year after losing her first heat and being knocked out in the elimination round.
Having one of the best days of my life here last year, and then now probably one of the worst days of my life here. So, that's competitive sports for you.
Her close mate Alexandra Headland's Sophie McCulloch is into the round of 16 where she'll come up against Hawaii's Carissa Moore. And Sunshine Coast Lightning need to break their three-game losing streak when they take to the court in their round 6 Anzac Day clash against the Magpies in Melbourne. The Lightning are currently in fifth place.